Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, Elder Lloyd. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, and I hope the listeners at home are doing very well
as
well.
Oh, yes, yes, we're definitely doing well. I hope you've been good since we last spoke yesterday. Now, you know, talking about finding balance in our busy, chaotic world. And yesterday we discussed a daily link with Jesus, focusing on making time daily to connect with him. Now, today we're looking at another important appointment we need to set with God. What is the weekly link referred to in today's lesson?
Yeah, well, the weekly link referred to in today's lesson is the Sabbath, which serves as a recurring reminder of our relationship with God. It is also a time set apart for the rest and spiritual rejuvenation, which helps us to foster a deeper connection with our Creator.
So, did God need this 7-day cycle? What does He benefit from it?
Well, what I can say is that God does not need the 7-day cycle, so to say. He did not need it, the 7-day cycle. The 7-day cycle was instituted for humanity's benefit. It provides us with a regular rhythm of work and rest, which is essential for our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. So it's basically not for God per se, but it is for us.
Ah, okay.
Yes, which is why when Christ was being spoken to by the Pharisees, and then he says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sabbath is not in its sense to benefit God, but it is to benefit us.
All right, now some may say, well, it's a Jewish institution, man. It doesn't affect all of us. What do we say to that?
I know that one. First of all, we need to understand that the very same God that we have is the God of the Jews. He is the God of everyone. That's very important to understand. Now, the Bible tells us that God never changes. So the very same God that was is the very same God that is today. So Sabbath was instituted as a result. It was not instituted as a result of sin. It was instituted because God wanted to wanted humanity to rest. So it is for all humanity. It is not for the Jews. Remember the Sabbath day when Adam was created.
Yeah.
So Adam is not the father of the Jews, but he is the father of everyone.
Of humanity.
So he is the father of all humanity. So when God rested on the seventh day and he sanctified it, this occurred before the fall of Adam and Eve, indicating that the Sabbath was part of God's perfect plan for humanity from the beginning.
Now, what would you say is the significance of the Sabbath?
That is one of the most important questions because we usually think that there is no significance. Number one, it is rest. It provides physical rest from our week's labor. I know we go through quite a lot during the week. So the Sabbath offers us rest. Number two, it offers us spiritual renewal. It offers us time for worship and deepening one's relationship with God. And it offers us a time to remember. It commemorates God's creation and his redemption acts. We find this in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 8, where he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days God made the heaven and the earth, and God actually redeemed the Israelites from Egypt. So basically the Sabbath reminds us of God's redemption. And then also it is sanctification. It is a sign that we are the sanctified of God.
Yeah. Now, we have Christ who came to die for us and went back to live on earth. And we say he's God, you know, because he is, you know, as we say, second person in the Trinity, as we suggest. Now, earlier you said, well, God made a creation and it actually didn't need the Sabbath. Did his son, who is God, need the Sabbath? Did he observe it?
He did observe it. Now, it's very important because Christ, it's very important to bring in Christ into the picture, because when Christ came, he came in as a human being to set an example, not only to redeem us, but also to set an example for us. He came to be an example for humanity. So the Sabbath is something that he kept. He observed the Sabbath. Even if you look through the Gospels, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, it was the Bible will tell you that as it was his custom. So a custom is not something that happens over once or twice, over a period of one. It's not something that happens or when you have done it once or twice.
Yeah.
So when someone says it's a custom, it means that it's something that you are used to. So definitely Christ kept the Sabbath. Now, if we even go further, even through his death, he decided to rest on the Sabbath wake up after the Sabbath.
All right. So basically you are saying as God, he did not need it, but as human, he needed it.
As a human, he needed it, because remember that he was fully human, but also he was fully divine. Now, meaning that he was a human being that needed to set an example, number one. Number two, he also needed rest because he was a human being. Otherwise, how do you become a human being without resting? And how do you become a human being and not do what human beings do?
I see.
So it was very important for him to actually do what humans do. This is why he came as a human. Because if he needed to become God, he would have come in his full might, which was not basic, would have not related to him. So he needed to come as a human being. So if he came as a human being, the Sabbath is very important to human beings.
I see. Now, of course, this was because some would say, no. He actually observed the Sabbath because he was a Jew, and it was of Jewish people. And you are saying, no, not the case. Because the Sabbath was not for Jews, because Adam was actually, he had observed the Sabbath, as it were.
Yeah. Like I said, the Sabbath is not just for the Jews. While it was given to the Israelites as part of the Ten Commandments, its institution at creation signifies its universal application. Jesus taught that the Sabbath was made for humanity. He did not say it was made for the Jews. He indicated that it was made for humanity, indicating that its relevance is for all people, not just Jews.
I see. Now, explain the significance of Christ's death on a Friday and resurrection on a Sunday. Does it have anything to do with Sabbath? Was it a consideration at all?
Okay, Jesus' death on Friday, which was on a preparation day, and his resurrection on Sunday, which is the first day of the week, is an underscore to the Sabbath. It underscores the Sabbath significance. His rest in the tomb on the Sabbath mirrors God's rest after creation. His resurrection marks the beginning of a new creation. But it does not only nullify, but it does not nullify the Sabbath. Instead, it highlights the continuity of God's plan and the importance of the Sabbath.
I see. So basically, you're saying that God took that opportunity while he was in his business of saving humanity to also just make sure that he highlights that that importance.
Yes, basically it was to re-highlight and reintroduce the Sabbath. You know, sometimes we are told that in order for something to make sense to people, you have to continually repeat it.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
So this is basically Christ also showing that this is very, the Sabbath is very significant, not only at creation, but also in the new creation.
Mm.
Now, you realize that at creation, he rests on Sabbath.
Yeah.
Even at the recreation of humanity through his death, he also rests on a Sabbath.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, what are your final remarks regarding this lesson today?
The Sabbath is a very wonderful gift from God, offering us rest, renewal, and a deeper connection with him. I would say it's a practice that aligns us with Jesus' example and reminds us of God's care and sanctification. Observing the Sabbath enriches our lives and keeps us spiritually grounded. So, you know, if you keep the Sabbath and you keep it properly, to give this last example, the week can be really rough.
Yeah.
And if the week is properly rough and you need that time, and sometimes when the week is rough, we forget about God. There are times where we forget that actually there is God. But the Sabbath offers us that rejuvenation,
yeah,
that revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. I would say today, I would say it is that particular time where we get to refresh our relationship with God.
Yeah. Beautiful, man, beautiful. Now, before I let you go, somebody who has never really thought about this thing called the Sabbath and you know, observing it and participating in it, what would you say to this person?
You know, I would say, I spoke to one person some time ago, I think it was last year, who was asking me about the Sabbath. This is someone who is a non-Adventist altogether. So then they were asking me, what exactly is the Sabbath? Say, for example, I haven't done anything during the week. Why do I need the Sabbath? Because
yeah.
I don't need the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told them that the Sabbath is significant because you've got your own burdens. Even if you didn't do anything physical or mental, but there's something that is continually stressing you.
Mm.
You need to move away from your routine and get into a routine whereby you forget about everything that is existing within your current perimeters of life,
mm-hmm,
and you enter into a spiritual realm. Basically, the Sabbath becomes a precious gift that offers us rest and renewal in terms of having a relationship with God. So I would say try it. Just try it just once. Forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just take this particular day, which is the Sabbath, as a day of trying to connect with God.
And what will he benefit? What will this person benefit, really?
What the person will benefit is, I mean, scientifically, it has been proven that human beings need at least a day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're saying a day of rest, we're not only talking about physical rest, we're talking about mental rest. And so you will experience a rejuvenation, extra strength that you will get to do your other errands and etc. Because you would have forgotten. It's like basically you are, the Sabbath is like a reset factory settings, so to say.
Mm.
You are coming, you enter into the week fresh, just like we need weekend offs or leaves from our work.
Yeah,
the Sabbath basically becomes a refuge for us in this busy time, this busy schedule.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So when you get that particular moment to just escape a bit, when you come back, you are fresh.
Ah, fantastic. Well, it's great to hear that, man, my elder. Thank you so much. We're going to be catching up some other time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you and all the listeners out there.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.